Yeah, they tryna hit me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Get In Loser. It is your host with the most from coast to coast, always eating toast and sometimes listening to posts.
Bars.
Hello. Bars. These are gonna get quirky and quirkier as the season Amari. And as the episodes go by. I'm Amari. We have Tara's World here. We have Zach Clayton here today.
Hey guys.
Hi.
How are you guys doing? Leave a comment down below. Let us know how you're doing.
Actually, we don't
know.
Really
you were asking me. I was like, I'm great.
Tara's drunk already.
Don't ask.
So that's good.
Don't talk to me today.
If you love us, if you hate us, it doesn't really fucking matter. Just remember to follow us on…
Everyone hates us, by the way.
Everybody hates us.
As of right now, everyone hates us. But
we got canceled.
Yeah, there's a couple of you that love us. So shout out to you for loving us. But… Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Get In Loser Pod. And don't forget that audio comes out 2 days before video.
And even if y'all hate us, like, keep watching, man. We'll take the views. We'll take the streams. You know, keep watching. Just don't thumbs down. That's a little fucked up. Don't take
it's
it that far.
Fucked up. We have a lot of ratings so far.
A lot.
I was looking at Charlie and Dixie. I was looking at Charlie and Dixie's podcast and they have like 15K ratings and we have 5K and we just started. Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah. You know what's funny? That they're probably just not even promoting it. It's just existing.
Yeah. And just like normal ads.
We're like blowing up the feed with like, go. They're like, it'll happen.
Me literally buying everything. I'm like, I'll Postmates you. I'll FaceTime you. I'll do anything
you
want.
I'll give you my social security number. The whole thing.
I'll give you my fucking address. Like literally anything. It's getting weird.
All right. Well, how's your guys' week been?
Someone else start.
Dude, my week was good until I saw this picture of you. It actually… So you know how
Sorry.
That sounded fucked up.
I'm scared.
So you know how the iPhone, like, it pops up memories, like photo memories. If you go to the very left side, you can scroll and see it. This picture of you popped up. And for the audio listeners to explain it, because video's going to see it, but y'all can't because y'all are fucking lame.
Okay? I'm scared.
I have a picture of Amari from like 2 years ago at the old house y'all lived with Tana and everybody. You're bent over the counter with a bottle of Tito's on his ass.
Everybody
look at this.
I really took it there.
Bent over with a bottle of Tito's on his ass. It's kind of impressive how the bottle is staying there.
Yeah, duh. Back arch game strong. Are you kidding? Let me see it.
It randomly popped up and I was like, oh, I gotta show this on the podcast.
Do you ever like… Does it ever show you like your memories with the dramatic music in the background?
Yeah, it makes a whole montage and shit. I'm like, eh, yeah, like, really.
My favorite thing about this too is it's not just a bottle of Tito's. Not like your little 750 milliliters. It's a handle of Tito's. So I really took it there.
Holy shit.
The bitch is almost empty too, I think, right?
Well, yeah, it was in my stomach.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, no, I've been having a good week. My life right now is like where, you know, you have so much going on. And like you need to do all that shit, but you're so stressed out by everything going on. So you just don't do anything at all.
Like a laser tattoo removal on Wednesday at 1.
No.
I do have that, yeah.
If you think of everything at once, you'll never end up doing it. I started making to-do lists and putting like a paper over all of them except for the first one.
Yeah.
And I have to finish the first one before I can move to even think about the second one. I have to do that or I drive myself fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I will like cry all day long instead of doing anything.
The ADD and ADHD just won't allow it for me. It just won't happen.
Yeah, no, it's fucked up.
That's kind of smart, honestly. It's probably like…
Yeah, No, do that.
Get a whiteboard and write your…
I have a whiteboard too.
Oh, you have a whiteboard?
Yes.
I just like getting little reminders on my phone, but then it's so easy to ignore reminders on your phone.
Yeah, write it down.
Okay,
makes it feel
swipe
more real.
Up on that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Makes you feel like, you know, connected with Earth, whatever the fuck I mean. Guys, this is normally how I end the podcast. Like, I'm fucked up. And I don't know how. I woke up at like 11. I left at like 12:15. I had to crack open a seltzer the second I woke up and I have no food in my house. Guess what I had for breakfast?
What?
A rice cake.
Dry toast with olive oil and nutritional yeast.
Was it good?
No.
Yo, what the fuck is that?
And like poppy seeds and salt.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's been a rough morning.
Was it good?
Yeah, kinda.
That's fucking weird, but okay. I'm kidding.
Like dry oats and salt in my house. I'm like, I'm gonna die. Mm-hmm. But a lot of booze. So you know what I mean? It's like calories. It's like breakfast.
It's really
I'm going to shut the fuck up now.
My week's been pretty fucking boring, should I say. My family's in town and you know how it is. Like when family comes down, you have to like entertain them like consistently and make sure like everyone's fed and like everyone's like entertained.
They have
and, like,
a good LA
literally.
Experience.
And then it's like sometimes I just want to like lay in my bed and like watch movies in my room. And then it's like you get a phone call and it's like, can we swim? Like.
Go up to the fucking pool. Why do you need me?
Exactly. Can you eat it? I'm like, it's on the wall. You can't just do it yourself.
Wait, how much of your family's here?
My whole family.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
the whole
like,
thing.
Yeah, it's not just like it's my mom and dad. It's mom, dad, brother, sister, my brother's girlfriend. And they're all staying in my house. But I think they're leaving today. I'm pretty sure they're leaving today. Love you guys to death, but get the fuck out of my house.
Wait, where are they? They're staying at like at your house with you?
I was going to say, where
are
the
they
fuck?
Sleeping?
Yeah,
where
are they sleeping?
We've got some extra rooms.
Okay. We got some extra rooms.
Mm-hmm. Right. And like we've kicked a couple of people out. We've done some things.
Yeah, yes,
heard.
You have.
I've heard about that.
But yeah, and then like I feel like I've been like starting to get sick, not like COVID, so let's all chill. I'm like, no, but like I feel like because like I've been like catering to my family so much, like I've been losing sleep,
yeah.
And I've been entertaining them, and they're like, let's have drinks, and like so it's just a lot of like no sleep, and then you drink, and then you start getting sick, and then you're like just
exhausted. Your immune system crashes when you drink a lot. That's what I figured out when I was drinking for 2 years straight and not stopping. Mm. I had strep like 5 times in 1 year.
Damn.
Yeah.
In a year?
I was like, why? It's because I drank every single day and woke up at like 3 o'clock just in time for work.
Right.
Just in time for work.
Yeah, the no sleep will really do.
So would you just go to work hungover all the time?
Well, yeah. And then I'd go out afterwards and like stay up until 7 a.m., you know, end the night with cigarettes. Yeah. It's like, I was so ghetto. It was like gross.
No, I respect it. Where are you from again? You said Boston?
Providence. Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Providence.
Okay, cool. That sounds
about
right.
Yeah.
<it's>, In other news, though, we have a big ass live studio audience with us today.
Yeah, you know, a lot of motherfuckers.
First of all, we've got our regulars. We've got our regulars. We've got my boyfriend Ty. We've got Ari. We've got Jenna. We've got Jordy. But then, most importantly, we have Tara's favorite group of boys you guys have heard of. They're world-renowned TikTokers, Olympic gold medalists at drinking. We have the Hustle Boys!
I swear Tara mentions y'all at least once every podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hustle the other day. Like, shut the fuck up.
No, and then so last… We have a group chat about our podcast. Duh. And so last night, it's like probably like 1 a.m. or I don't know, maybe earlier. Tara texted group
like
chat.
It was like 10.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it felt like… I told you I've been getting no sleep. I don't… No time is not a concept.
Yeah.
So, she texts the group chat. And she's like… Hey, like my hustle friends want to come to the podcast. I invited them. They're all starting a podcast soon. So I want to show them like what it's like because it's okay if I bring them. And then everyone's like, yeah, that's fine. That's cool. Whatever. And then this morning I call her and I like assume that maybe she'd be riding with them. I pick her up for every podcast. You know, we have a little drive together. And
get
so
in,
I pick
loser.
Her. I call her and I'm like, oh, so are you? Yeah, fully. Get in, loser. And so… I'm like, are you riding with the Hustle Boys? Like, what's the situation? Because, like, you invited them. Like, are they showing up? Like, I don't know what the deal is. Like, am I picking you up today? Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, fuck. I, like, drunkenly invited them last night. So, if they want to come, like, I'll call them a car. And then, like, yeah, we'll figure it out. And,
I had to ask… Anyways. I asked Ari how to call a Suburban. I didn't know how to call a Suburban.
Scroll
I was
down.
Like, I want to make sure they don't show up in a minivan. Like, that'd be embarrassing. To call Lila and Ari to get the whole scoop on how to get a bourbon. I was like, the bourbon will be at your house at 12:30. Be ready, or I'm canceling you online. Like, literally being a bitch.
See, but the flex on your end is you ordered the car and they didn't.
Yeah.
And it was like, a Suburban.
For all you little hustlers out there, y'all are really hustling. That's for sure.
Y'all but, are really hustling.
Yeah, so then she's like, yeah, you can just pick me up. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then it turns out they were coming. So now we have a live studio audience of 10.
Oh, no, I think it's 11.
1, 2, 3, 4.
6, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's 11 people.
Slept.
They're all just staring.
I can't count past 5, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Our biggest audience yet, besides
you guys.
You guys.
Met the Hustle Boys. Scan the audience real quick if you can. Yeah, that's them. Those are the boys. All right,
the
what
boys.
Are we…
Wait,
can
so…
We
question. Yeah, yeah, you said you got something you got to tell me before the podcast started.
Yeah.
Did we do that now? Or
why
we
was
that?
I on the phone with my ex the other day? And he's like, yeah, me and Zach are besties.
Ugh.
Besties.
Ah,
you said,
shit.
You said, I didn't even know that was your ex. We just hung out that one night. No, y'all are best friends.
No.
And you didn't even think to tell me.
Well, here's the thing.
And he's such an asshole, too. Ooh.
I've actually known him. So this is how I know him. I met him at Playlist Live. Like,
he's like, I swear.
He was always with like Bryce and them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. So here's what happened. Hear me out. Listen. I can explain.
I am not listening.
So what the fuck happened was I was at Playlist like 2 years ago or a year ago. And me and my girlfriend at the time, like she like… It was weird. It was rough. I don't want to get into it, but we had pretty much broken up mid-Playlist, and she wasn't at Playlist. She was in Boston because that's where she's from.
Oh, I know who this girl is.
Yeah, you stop. You know all my damn exes and shit. Fuck them off. No, I'm kidding. They're great. I didn't mean it. They're great. But anyways, he saw me really sad one time, and I don't think I'd ever met him. And he walked up to me, and he was like, "Yo, man!"
And he sucked me off.
No, he yeah.
So he like sat there with me for like 30 minutes, just listening to me rant and was giving me advice. And I was like,
"He listens to you?"
Yeah.
Holy shit! Okay.
He's like, I've never got that before.
I'm like, I'm a great listener. He's yeah. Just, rah, 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 rah. Yeah, continue.
No, but
he's a great guy.
He's cool, and I genuinely did not realize y'all were exes with each other until like a week and a half ago.
No, it was funny because I brought it up to him, and he was like, "Oh no, like we're boys." I was like, "Are you?" Yeah. I was like, Zach failed to mention that part.
We've gotten kind of close over the last like 2 months. I won't lie.
Yeah, because he's just sitting in LA. I'm like, can you leave?
He drinks like a motherfucker, though.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I know. Yeah.
I'm like, hi. He's like, did we talk yesterday? I'm like, fucking block me. Like, literally fucking block me. I don't want to hear it anymore. Yeah.
So I do apologize.
No, you don't have to. He's a great kid.
Okay, cool.
I guess.
Right. I'm starting to feel like,
everyone but me, like, whatever.
I'm starting to feel like we need to change the name of our podcast from Get In Loser to The Jerry Springer Show. So I'm like, speaking of Jerry Springer, I want to start some drama. So we have, like, segments already, like, planned out. But
like always.
We have a guest audience. And I want to like stir the pot a little. And I was just thinking, you know, in my little mind, I want to conjure up like some drama. It sounded fun. So Tara, we brought your favorite group of boys.
I don't want to hear about it. What?
To our podcast today. So I want you to rank the ones here in the room from your favorite to least
Jordy
favorite.
Jordy asks me this all the time. I can't do it. I literally can't. I can give you like a top two, but I really can't rank them.
No,
anymore.
I want like a top five. Though, I spent. How like many of you are there?
Five. But there's a brother here, so there's technically six today. But I can't rank them. Like,
or
I really can't. I used to be able to. Now I can't.
Okay, give us your favorite and then your least favorite. And then why?
Wait, I don't have a least favorite. I really don't.
I feel like that's worse.
I'm not even just saying that. Like, I spent a week with them in Vegas and like my least favorites became like my favorites. And now they're just all amazing. They're all incredible. I love you guys. I'm crazy.
She's like, you guys are so fucking amazing. I don't know what I would do without any of you guys.
Are we doing favorite? I'll do a favorite.
Do favorite.
Can I do top two?
No. One.
Top favorite.
Oh my God. Like if I had to spend a day.
On a deserted island.
Oh.
She's like none.
This is getting awkward.
Okay. It's in between. Okay. Tucker.
Which one is Tucker?
Tucker!
Let's go, Tucker!
Let's go, Tucker!
We love Tucker.
Okay, and then give us your least favorite.
I don't have a least favorite. I really don't. They're all so incredible.
Okay,
that was a good answer.
I really don't have a least favorite. Like, if I did, I would give it to you. Mm-hmm. I used to have a least favorite. I don't have one anymore.
Okay, so who was your least favorite back in the day?
I'm not saying that. I'll take a chug for it.
I feel like it's fine to say it now because like you don't have a least favorite.
Yeah,
it
was just
I wasn't as close with like Nash and Carson before, but now I am. So like they're not.
Which one is whose? You?
They're raising their hands, but now I am. So like there's really no least favorites. I was just not as close with them.
Right. Okay,
that
love
makes
that.
Sense, fucking though. Love
I
them.
Understand that a lot actually.
Okay.
Extreme Hustle House LA.
Okay.
Someone get me to shut the fuck up. What's our first segment?
All right.
Woo!
Love that. All right. We're done stirring up the pot. We're done talking about other people. Now it's time to talk about ourselves.
Yay.
So, yeah.
Ooh, can we do this one?
We're going to do the.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Get in, loser. We're talking about our first time.
Motherfucker, so yeah.
Like, for the first time
in forever.
I'm Mari.
Okay, so this little segment we've got for you guys today. So we're going to talk about our first times, obviously. We've got a list 1 through 6. We've got a dice. We're going to, you know, roll the dice, whatever it lands on, the corresponding number.
Yep.
We talk about our first time. So we've got.
Yep.
One, our first time smoking pot. Two, first blackout. Actually, wait, no. I'm like, three, we want to surprise you. So we're just going to go ahead and start with the dice and then we'll take it from there.
You get to know two, but you don't get to know the other four.
Yeah, exactly. So go ahead, guess down below in the comments what the other four are.
I think we should have the audience pick who goes first. So on the count of three, you all scream who you want to go first. One, two, three. I heard Tara more.
Go ahead, Tara. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was probably the worst way to go about that, but it worked. It worked.
Everyone's talking right now. Okay.
Five.
First time meeting a celebrity.
Oh my God. Well, in LA. Can I do in LA? Because I used to like buy meet and greets, but like, does that count?
No. Outside of meet and greet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real life experience type beat.
I was pulling up to Saddle Ranch with. Hustle. And I was like walking in with Sean, and then I like looked behind me and like no one was with me. I was like, where'd he go? And he's like, with Lil Xan on the sidewalk, like taking a picture with him. And I was just like, holy fuck, Lil Xan. Like, it was just funny. It was like the first like couple weeks I was here, and it just blew my mind. Because over the summer, I used to like pretend I would like draw like face tats on my face because I was I like liked him a lot.
Right.
Yeah. That's funny. He's like, so that was the first time. But like Ariana Grande, like I used to buy her meet and greets like a lot. So that was
question, how much was a meet and greet ticket for that? Because I couldn't
Give me a fucking timeline. So I went to four.
Okay.
It starts off at 700, the first tour.
Not bad.
900, 12.
It was 4, 7.
Oh, yeah. 4, 7, 900, and then like 1,000 or 1,200 or something like that. Holy. Yeah.
To meet her for 35 seconds?
I would literally do anything for that fucking bitch.
My bad. I went a little too high.
She remembered Jordy one time, but not me.
She remembered shit. You?
Yeah.
That's badass.
He goes…
You the beef. Yeah. Okay, I'll go next. We could just go down the line, right?
Yeah.
I'm just staring at the…
Six.
Oh, six.
First time doing something illegal. Like on purpose. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like there's too many. I don't know.
In middle school, I was actually a really, really good kid. Didn't really like care to do anything crazy. I wouldn't even cuss, like, or I wouldn't cuss in front of my parents at all.
I weirdly don't believe that.
No, I really wouldn't. Like,
you're like an innocent kid?
Uh-huh. My mom was like PTA president throughout middle or throughout elementary
PTA
school and stuff.
President?
Yeah. Like,
That's some real, really weird. That's some gangster
really
shit.
Really weird and scary. But so like I feel like high school is where I started like getting a little chaotic. And right. So obviously in high school, you start going to parties, you start drinking, all this good shit. I had friends that were like 2 years older than me and like a year older than me. So I was the youngest one. And so I looked the most innocent. Like I started high school at 13. Yeah, 13.
Yeah.
And so I literally looked like I was 11. So you're going to parties and stuff like that, need alcohol. There's these things called bottle runs. You know?
I've heard of that.
Where you go into like… Not a liquor store, but you go into like a grocery store, you go to the alcohol section, you like wear oversized clothes or whatever the fuck you can, and then you like take a bottle, you slip it in your pants, like in your waistband, and you just put your shirt over and then you just dip out. Like you literally, you're stealing alcohol.
That's not what I thought you were talking about. I think it was just like an alcohol run, like we're like going to the store. No, you're stealing shit.
No, like you steal this shit. Yeah, what? So I would like, my friends would always like be like, you look the most innocent, you're the smallest, like they're not gonna suspect you because like you're a little
they
kid.
Send
like
you in?
Fully. Aww. Fully. Sometimes I'd come out with like two. Sometimes I'd come out with like… it was crazy. Like I would do the most. But… I got caught a few times. I got caught… Yeah, fully the host with the most. Yeah. I got caught a couple times. I remember I got caught at Target one time because… you're not supposed to steal at Target, obviously. They have cameras watching you everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was on this little like Hydro Flask stealing run. Like
Hydro Flask?
Yeah. So I go to Target. They didn't have Hydro Flasks. And…
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it. I'll just get a bottle of alcohol instead. Might as well. I'm going to need it later. So then I like go to steal a bottle of alcohol. On the way out, the doors are locked. I couldn't even get out. Security's like grabs me, takes me to the back. And then it was just so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And then I used to do it at a certain like grocery store that was like right next to my house. But it was over the summer and I had blue hair. So, you know, you think like this little boy with blue hair is coming in every night. Like comes in, leaves, doesn't buy anything.
Looks
like
a little suspicious after a while.
Yeah, so then they finally started to like catch on. This one guy would like watch me. And then one day they like chased me out and I just like pretty much ran, got in my car. And then like I remember 2 years passed by and I was in the grocery store with my mom and I was 18 by this time. Like I wasn't stealing alcohol anymore. Like I wasn't buying it either, but like it wasn't me. So then I go in with my mom and the guy that like caught me is just staring at me like so hard. And I'm like, not doing anything wrong. I'm here with my mom. Like she's buying groceries. Like you're just here working. Like I'm just… tagging along. But yeah. And when I was in high school, I used to steal a lot of alcohol from a lot of grocery stores.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Because I was like the little one. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're so little one.
Just taking one for the team.
Little one.
Zach, I'm really excited to see which one you get just because of the fact that I feel like you've got a lot of crazy
things under
your
belt.
If it's something
that we already
did. I've got a lot of crazy shit under my belt. And it started when I was young, which is the worst part about it. So let's see how this goes.
One.
First time smoking pot.
First time?
He's like, on you now.
No, I was actually live with 5,000 people watching. No.
I wonder if I ever watched your UNOs.
You…
I was a big UNO.
Not to
bitch.
Be cocky, but you might…
I definitely
you
did.
Probably did, yeah. Okay. First time smoking pot. I think the first time I smoked weed was in… it was in ninth grade for sure. So I don't even know how old I was then. Like what, like 14? 14, 13? And my friend, so we had this one friend, we had a big friend group. There was like five, well, not a big, but there was like five of us that were very like a core, solid friend. There you go, friend. And we had this one friend that would always like sneak off out of nowhere. He'd always like make some excuse like, oh, I got to go hang out with my friend or whatever. Like, I'll be back in like an hour. And he would come back.
We all have that friend.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he would always come back and was just like not talking. His eyes were always just like this. And I was too young. Because I didn't really like know what weed or nothing like that was like at all at that point. And then one day I put him to the side. I'm like, dude. Like, where the fuck do you keep going? There's no way you keep going to hang out with friends. Like, you come back like a whole new human. So he's like, look, I'll tell you this secret, but you can't tell nobody else. He's like, I smoke weed. I'm like, the fuck is weed? And he's like, look, if you want to smoke with me, let's smoke tonight. So we met up at like 9 o'clock at night, 9:30. And there was this park in the back of my neighborhood that we'd always drive to. We'd park.
It's always the park.
It's the park.
The motherfucking always. Park.
So we would drive to the park and we would go into the back and we smoked like a whole bowl. And it was my first time smoking. And after like 30, 40 minutes, I did not feel high like whatsoever. I didn't know if I was overthinking it or if it's just like it wasn't working. And my ass was making a lot of money at the time. So, and he wasn't because like he was still doing school and, you know, I was social media influencer. But
basically, if you do school and aren't a social media influencer,
you're fucking broke. No. So I was like, nah, fuck this. Let's go buy like 4 more grams of weed. I didn't know how much that was.
Yeah, how much does a gram cost?
I didn't know. It was only like 10 bucks a
gram. He upcharges you. He's like, yeah, it's like 80 bucks a gram. You're like, sure.
I'm like, fuck yeah, let's get it. Nah, so like it's like midnight. We go and buy like 4 more grams of weed. And then we go back and smoke like probably like 2 bowls. I'm still not high. And his high ass wants to go to McDonald's. So we go to McDonald's. The second we pull into the drive-thru and I have to start talking to her, instantly like baked out of my mind. Like the screen, like where you look at the food is like melting and shit. And I'm like hallucinating. Melting, like, babe,
that was acid.
You're like, yeah, you know, you took shrooms. And I don't think I'd ever ate a cheeseburger faster in my life. So that's how I knew I was high. I think I ate it in literally like 2 bites.
I didn't feel my high the first time I smoked until I ate that night.
Yeah.
And then it was ruthless. Like my dad had to help me.
Right.
I literally went home. I was like, Dad, I just got high for the first time. He's like, why do you tell me this shit? And we cooked a whole fucking meal like 1 a.m.
Nah, I'm surprised you told him. I hid it from my parents for at least like 2 years.
Oh, same. Same.
I've always been the bitch to like tell my parents everything because they don't want to know.
It's honestly better because when my parents found out I was smoking weed, they're like, I would rather, because I live in Texas, very illegal there. They're like, I would rather you smoke in the garage than you going like risk going to jail and driving your car and going to the back in there. But so my parents were cool. They're like, smoke in the fucking garage. I don't give a fuck. I'm like,
wait, that's so nice. Yeah. I was like fully just like coming home blasted straight upstairs to my room. Shuts the door, locks it. God. I'm sitting there, I'm like,
I would like run into my father's room, like, hi, make me fried eggs when I wasn't vegan. When I first started smoking, I wasn't vegan. So it was fried eggs and toast every night at fucking 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim Harris.
Me coming up high as fuck at like a normal time, too high, like scared to ask for dinner.
Like, I miss how high you used to get like when you first smoked. It's not even like how high you got, it's just the way that high like felt.
You want to talk about my high last week?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Y'all, like 2 weeks ago, we were filming and we were supposed to have our like little red convertible shoot right afterwards.
Oh. Yeah.
I leave like again unannounced for my little potty break.
Wait. Let's insert my pics because this bitch got too lit. So I shot with car myself.
Well, I walked out for my little potty break and he was like backwood. I said, obviously, like, why not? I hit it twice. And I came back, I finished the episode, it was like 5 more minutes. And then they were talking to us about like ads and like brand deals and stuff like that. And I was tripping balls.
Yeah.
You guys do not understand what I was going through. I was tripping balls. And then we walked into the little hallway and you were all standing in a circle talking. And I was sitting on the floor
just
with
like
my back against the wall, like, holy God. And I couldn't see. I couldn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
It was all just, where's Jordy? I texted Jordy. I was like, you need to sit next to me right the fuck now. Then I don't say anything. We just drive to the location to take photos. And Mr. Chad Michael Murray picked up the camera. I said, I can't do it. He's like, what do you mean? Get in the car. I said, I can't even pose.
He said, get in, loser.
Yeah. I said, I can't pose. Like, there's no way I can do anything right now. I like almost vomited on the way back in my Uber.
I understand how that feels though, because I've gone like
I can't get crossed anymore.
Yeah,
like,
it's the crossed. It's the second you're like to a certain amount of drunk, and then you start smoking. It's like you get nauseous as fuck, and like the high just completely takes over. Like you're not even drunk anymore. You're just like stoned out of
I'm,
your
like
brain.
Two hits from a blunt, and I'm like literally acting like I'm 12. Like I can't do. I'm like blackout on the pavement on the next street over. Like who the fuck?
It's also hot as fuck that day. Outside.
It was so hot. And I was wearing a bra too, which really stressed me out.
And we were wearing
I almost
all
wore
black.
The same thing today. Yeah. But I was like, you know what? I can't do it just in case. Because that bra really sent me over the edge. Like, there's that's not happening ever again.
Yeah. Well, I took photos alone. I'm like, follow me on Instagram, at Amari Stewart, if you want to see the photos. No, I haven't posted them yet.
Yeah.
But I'm going to.
They're really good.
Yeah, they honestly are kind of slay.
In the slideshow with the pictures of us. Or are you wearing something different?
What?
Are you wearing the same outfit?
No. I got to switch it up.
Yeah. Right. No.
Well,
yeah.
No, not so never an outfit repeater.
Photo ops. It's fine. Yeah. It's completely okay.
All right. Okay. Let's do the dice again. Four.
First LA party. Jordy came to visit me, and my friend that I had just kidnapped the week earlier hit me up about a party. I kidnapped her from a party, like completely. But she hit me up to go on this party bus. I was like, sure. I get on this party bus. It's like 40 bitches and two guys.
Duh.
Dressed up in prison, like orange, like outfits.
Was it Halloween?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sucked. Like, I just hated every. Me and Jordy sat in the back the entire time. It was party next door's house, and it was just a bad night. I really hated it. Like,
wait, you said 40 girls and two guys.
Yeah.
Where the fuck was my invite?
Zach, they were like in the middle of the bus. All the girls were just crowded around them. I was like, oh, to be those guys.
Wait, so were the guys?
Oh,
like,
to be those
door?
Guys. One of the name. What was his name? Nino.
Nino.
That fucking asshole. I hate that guy.
Wait, Jordy, do you know the names? Wait, what are the names?
I forgot the other kid's name, but the other one was Nino. Fair enough. This whole party bus. I'd like meet them on Hollywood Boulevard at like 1 a.m. Literally at the corner of Hollywood Boulevard. And I'd never even been there before. Like, it was like my literal first party. They were like, meet us on the corner of Hollywood Boulevard. I was like,
you're like, okay, perfect.
Okay, whatever. Like, didn't participate all night long. It sucked.
On my way. Of course.
Okay. Speak. I'm going to take the dice.
Go ahead.
I'm going to roll the dice.
Roll the motherfucking dice.
I got a four. Oh, my first LA party. Okay, you know what's funny? Is I was going to tell my first LA party story after you did, but then I just rolled a four. So, you know, here we are. Full circle. First LA party that I can remember. There's not very much detail to it, but I just know it was at, like, the Faze house. Like, I remember being at the Faze house,
right,
which is now the house that I live at now. And I just remember being there and being like, oh my God, like, these people are so cool. Because I was still in college, so I was just visiting. And so I was like, oh my God, these people are so cool. This is so awesome. Like, I just started a channel and I was like, I want to live this life. I want to live in this house. And now I live
in
the house.
You're living in the exact house.
Now I live in the exact house. So it's very full circle and really cool. But also moving out of the house soon. So like, yeah. But like, yeah. Kind of fun.
Wait, was that video that Tana posted yesterday real?
What?
Of the guy taking pictures of her from like the other side of the glass. Did you see that?
She was
like, this is why I'm moving. And it was her at the pool. And you know, like the glass that's above your pool.
Mm-hmm.
There was a shadow of a guy taking photos.
Ew.
Yeah, you didn't see that? She posted on her story.
Is that from like the house next door?
No, he was fully in your backyard.
Like, but how would he be taking photos through the glass?
He was above the pool. Above the Hollywood sign.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, but he was like, could you see the guy or just a shadow?
He was right up against the glass. It was just his shadow taking pictures.
I feel like the phone or whatever the fuck couldn't make it through.
It was a full shadow of him with the camera.
Isn't that glass not see-through? Like, isn't it like almost
It wasn't see-through, it was a shadow.
So it was like something like this?
And yes, you could just see and he was behind it. It was a shadow of him like...
Right.
And she was just like,
that's fucking creepy.
That's really weird and scary.
Yeah. Amari, don't be walking around naked because you don't know what's going to happen.
I'm like, subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Same. I made an OnlyFans. It started.
Wait, Zach, you're starting an OnlyFans.
Yeah, I was about to. Goddamn, let me get my promo in. Ladies and gentlemen. Now, by the time this podcast comes out, I should. See, okay, I'm in a little bit of a predicament. Jordan wants me to drop it like now, but I think dropping my OnlyFans on my 21st birthday, which is in like a month, would be like.
Oh, kind of iconic.
That'd
yeah.
be like iconic. It's yeah. like I'm turning 21.
And I feel like birthdays is where you get really good engagement because
exactly.
everyone's like, happy birthday.
My story views like quadruple on my
When's
birthday.
When's your birthday again?
June 22nd.
Oh, yeah. We're all, wait, what the fuck?
What?
I don't know. I feel like, when's your birthday again?
October 22nd.
Oh, yours is October. Okay, no, me, you, Ari, Jordan, Tana, everyone's birthdays in the same week.
Yeah, Tana's is like 2 days after mine. I know that.
Oh,
yeah, and I'm the
12th. We need to just plan a trip. We just need to plan 12th? A trip.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Gemini?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
No, I fucks with the Geminis, low-key. I do.
What are you?
Oh, okay. So anyways, should I roll the dice now? Is it my turn?
This is turning into frenemies.
I'm a cancer.
I'm like, I'm the line.
Frenemies.
All right, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. Four. Damn, we all got the same number. Okay, nice. First LA party.
I was 13 with baby Ariel.
No, that's honestly not far off. I was definitely, I think I was 15 or 16. And my little lightweight ass didn't know how to drink properly at all. Or I didn't really know how drinking worked. So I think I blacked out within probably the first 45 minutes of the party. Like, we got there. I had a drink a little bit before because everyone was like, come on, we got a pregame. I'm like, pregame? What the fuck does that mean? And then we get to the party and then instantly, like, hella people I know are there. Like, Zach, take a shot. Take a shot. And my nice ass was like, hell yeah, let's go. Dude, I kid you not. Within 45 minutes, I was in the bathroom on the toilet with my head on the toilet, my hand just like this, out for the rest of the night. Yep. I was there. They left me there for like 3 hours while they continued to party. And then they're like, they came and woke me up. Like, all right, we're going home.
And no one had to use the toilet, or they just used it over you?
No, it was like a big ass house. So there was like 18 bathrooms in it.
18 bathrooms.
It's LA. You know how that works.
Yeah. I've had my head over the toilet in this bathroom.
Yeah, really?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay. Oh, I wonder.
That was the only time. Yeah.
Was it the 24K party?
No, when we were here and I blacked out.
I fell down
out.
The stairs.
Stairs.
The stairs. I fell down the stairs at that one.
What? I couldn't even get in.
Why?
Because I was, you know, that crowd outside of the door. You weren't there. You got there after me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I couldn't get through that crowd. And I'm not pushy, so I wasn't about to be like, let me through. I have a podcast here. Like, I can't do that. And then I walked down the entire hill, if anyone was wondering, to meet my Uber. Uber soars past us, me and Jordy. Walked all the way back up. And I'm talking like maybe 0.7 miles down and up.
Wait, you know what's funny? After that party, I got an Instagram DM from this girl. Shout out to you, whoever you are. She DM'd me. She was very fucking pissed. She goes, hey, just so you know, outside the 24K golden party, you pushed me and I don't really fuck with you for that, but I'm going to let it slide. And I was like, first of all, I didn't push you. I was just trying
to,
like,
say 24K.
Fuck. 24K. I don't fucking know.
They said 24K.
That's what I said, but like, I don't know.
I kind of like
that. I don't care. Isn't that what it's for?
I guess.
24K.
Yeah.
Don't care. So I was like, oh my God. But I was like, I wasn't pushing you. I was just fucking trying to part the Red Sea like Moses, bitch. Like, I was just trying to get in.
Did you respond back to her?
No.
Good. As you should.
Fully
just
left
leave that bitch on scene and just
no. Oh, yeah. Answer. Fully seen.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good shit.
You open it. I can't even open them.
But I was like, okay.
I get so,
like,
awkward.
Yeah. I was just like, I didn't push you. Like, I was just trying to get through. Like, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I work here. Like, fuck.
I work here. I couldn't do it. I brought two of my, so I have two guy friends. They live on Melrose, but they're not like influencers at all. They're like bug exterminators. And I was like, do you guys want to come to this party with me? Like, Hustle was out of town. I was like, all right, you guys want to come to this party? They're like, oh my God. Holy shit. They like literally flipped out. So I got them on the list and I went with them. And me and Jordy had to leave because they weren't letting us in, and like, they stayed.
You said exterminators.
And they're bug exterminators.
Like, you just randomly met them, or like, what?
Yeah, we randomly met. I don't know where, but we just like met, and they're my best friends now. But they like, they were just like taking like pictures of the people that were at the party and then posting them on Instagram, just like being weird. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, you can't, yeah, no.
So awkward. Like literally zoomed in of Kid Laroi. Posted on Instagram, like, hey, like, I have no business being here. I was like, holy shit, thank God I wasn't there. I would be so embarrassed.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Sorry, guys, if you're watching this podcast, I love you so much. But you're fucking embarrassing as shit.
We love the Bug Boys.
They're in Texas right now. They're coming back soon.
I think that concludes this segment of Get In Loser. We're talking about our first times.
I'm going to dip. Ooh, I'm going to pee.
Comment something down below about one of your first times. What's your first time?
And there goes Tara, guys. Here we go.
Tara's out this bitch, but… what I want you guys to
I'm
do
a,
is…
I'm a joiner too.
God damn. Okay. All right, guys. This is my podcast now. It's just called Amari.
Get in, loser. We're rating outfits.
Yeah.
Oh my God. On this week's episode of America's Next Top Model, we have Addison Rae. First of all, I want to talk about fashion for a second.
Okay.
So,
fashion icon.
No, I'm not a fashion icon. But I do think that my style has definitely amped up a lot over the past like 2 years. I feel like I've gotten a lot better at like depicting like this is ugly, this is good, this is like they're slaying, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like I might have a good opinion in here, but then again, like, feel free to cancel me in the comments below, because sometimes I do walk around in a tie-dye sweatsuit.
On a normal day, I wear gym shorts and the same exact t-shirt.
See, like, we all have our
every
moments.
Day.
But yeah, like, when I step out, I step, like, I try and step
if it's
out.
It's necessary, okay. You step the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't go somewhere where I know I'm gonna see people and like, you know, look bad.
Right.
And I'm gonna make sure I look good. So I'm really excited about this one. We've got a couple contestants up today for outfits. We've grabbed a couple of your favorite celebrities and or influencers, and we're gonna pretty much go through their outfits, talk about what we like or dislike of them. And
talk then, some shit. Yeah.
You know how this goes, okay? You've seen a rating outfits video before.
All of our audio listeners out there, if you guys want to see the pictures that we were rating about like Tana, Billy, all of them, they're actually going to be on our Instagram, which is, what is it, guys?
Get in Loser Pod.
Yeah. So yeah, be sure to go follow that. Turn on our post notifications so you know when we do upload on there. And go rate the outfits yourself too. We want you to go and comment.
God,
and
please.
Let's see what y'all's little style is.
So first things first, we have Miss Addison Rae. Insert picture. For our audio listeners, she's wearing a like lavender purple like bucket hat, and then it looks like a yellow, like a multicolor, like pastelish bikini top.
Right.
And then like a, what is that, like cheetah print?
Cheetah
skirt.
Print.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would never wear it, but I think she like pulls it off because it's, you know?
Yeah, she pulls it off great, but I don't like how she's wearing the whole damn rainbow. Like, she's got every color on in this
and
outfit.
And the animal print and the heels.
It's not bad, but it's just, I feel like a lot's going on. But for some reason, she pulls it off still, though.
She's fine.
So I think she looks bomb.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, like, I feel like the bottom half doesn't go with the first half.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense.
Like, if she would have continued, like, even, like, a white skirt or something, or just a colored skirt, anything. Like, but the bottom half does not go with the top half, and it's just like you could have like carried it through the whole way.
Yeah, she's like wearing heels.
Like,
I just don't think heels are what you would wear with that.
Well, the heels are fine. They're brown. That's why they go with the bottom half.
Mm. Are those brown? Oh, they are brown.
Mm-hmm. But if she would have carried that up,
I like different patterns. Taken it there.
The bottom half needed to go to the top half. Mm-hmm.
It's just.
But it's like, it's she looks good in it. You know,
yeah,
like, if anybody else were to wear that, I'd be like, yo, take that shit off. But if she wore it, I'd be like, yeah.
I'm locking it in at a 6.
All right. Who's next? Oh, we're,
like, rating, like, number-wise?
I am.
Oh, I'm giving that, like, a... I'm gonna give it a 7.
Ari cares a lot about fashion. Literally, like, I get dressed. I come to Ari's room. Like, what do you think? He's like, take that off. Put this on. So,
Ari is the stylist in the room.
And Ari just said that he thinks it's fucking hideous. So...
It's hideous, but it's Addison. Like, I really just can't look at her and be like, that's a bad outfit. I really can't. I'm so in love with that girl.
So, number 2, we have Miss Billie Eilish. Mm. Like I said, for our audio listeners, we have her in some, like, royal blue, like, fuzzy pants.
Looking good as ever.
Very furry, though. Not, like, your typical, like, just, like, soft cotton fuzz. It's, like, fur. And then we've got, like, a lime green t-shirt with, like, a Louis Vuitton, like, cardigan. What is that called? I don't know. It's, like, a... Vest. I'm stupid. Vest. Sorry.
I really don't even hate it. But and I really hate those pants. But I don't hate it together.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very...
The glasses are so fire.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. Also,
top half love.
I love the lime color. I'm a big fan of that.
She loves lime.
And she fucking pulls it off amazingly.
I also just think green and blue go really well together.
Mm-hmm. I just really hate that fur. It's very big. It's a lot.
See, okay.
It's her thing. Like, yeah. I don't hate it.
I could never wear that myself. But, like, I respect people that do wear it and pull it off.
I really don't hate anyone's, like, fashion. I really, like, appreciate everything.
Uh-huh. If I could pull off something like this, I would wear it. But I just know, like, I would, like, my legs, like, just picturing myself walking, I'd literally look like Humpty Dumpty. So, I probably wouldn't wear it. But I'm going to go ahead and give it an 8 just because it's bomb. And then she has I can't tell. Is that like a lime green sock or shoe going at the bottom?
I think it's a
corner.
Sock. That'd be the sock.
Mm-hmm.
Sock.
So she's obviously being very cohesive with the entire outfit.
Also,
I respect it.
The jewelry on her hand, I can't really tell exactly what they are, but that's fire.
Love you that. Just know it's luxury.
You just know it's fucking a million.
And it's Coachella too. Like, think about it. Like, she's out there at Coachella. It's hot as fuck. She's wearing these big ass pants. Like, she's wearing a vest. I feel like it's Coachella.
Coachella.
I'm pretty sure it's Coachella.
What a warrior.
Yeah.
I'm going to Coachella.
Yo, I'm supposed to go to Coachella Valley on Saturday for a Toby Keith concert.
Toby Keith. Okay.
Yeah, but like, yeah,
isn't that a country singer?
Yes. Nice. Very hick. I love country, but like none of my friends do. So I'm really trying here.
Right. No, I'm right here. Hey.
Okay.
Texas boy.
Yeah, but it's like 3 hours away. Okay.
Let's take it to number 3. We have Ian Smith. Isn't this
my number for fucking Billy? Fuck?
Sorry.
8.5. Okay, let's go.
Okay. So we have Ian Smith next. I think this is like Ian is ugly on TikTok, right?
Oh, I was like, what are you
talking
about?
That's his
like at, right? Yeah.
I thought you just
called him ugly. I was like, no. But what I will say is his outfit is fucking ugly.
That outfit is horrid.
I think he's really funny, but I hate this outfit.
I hate it a lot.
Like, resembles like first of all, influencers and tie-dye, it's like they go right together. It's like every single influencer you know is wearing tie-dye left and right because it's just like, oh, I saw this person doing it.
I like tie-dye.
And then we
like
have
that.
These companies just sending out endless PR. So then that's the thing. Like, I feel like if you're just like rocking your tie-dye or whatever, it's like your PR. Like, there's so many tie-dye companies. It's not hard to start one.
Yeah.
You just fucking tie-dye clothes and send them out, you know?
Yep.
I feel like if you're going out and buying tie-dye, which I mean, maybe he didn't buy this, but it looks like he bought it at like Urban Outfitter, like
I was gonna
say chance.
Zoomies.
So
that's a Zoomies jacket.
And like you can see, like there's like a jacket, there's overalls, there's like pants. I don't even know if the overalls are like an entire thing. Like,
wait, those are overalls?
Yeah,
am
look.
I blind?
I hate it.
Oh, those are ooh.
He's wearing tie-dye overalls and a tie-dye jacket.
Fuck no.
And like a zip-up jacket, and then like a white t-shirt under. Maybe I would have respected it a little more with like no white t-shirt under.
The white t-shirt even is tie-dyed, but it's like only from like the, like right here down. It's really strange.
I think I'm high because I'm not seeing what y'all.
Wait, no, 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 look.
Yeah. Oh.
That's the overalls, babe.
Oh, it's over. Holy
shit.
So it's a jacket with overalls under it and then a t-shirt.
It's like there's plenty of other ways to like take a matching set. Like I think I'd respect this too if it was like. Even just like the whole set was like black with like white skeleton bones on it. Ooh, like something simple like that. Like,
right, right, right.
Or even white with like red cherries on it. Like something, and like cherries are so out too. So it's feel like.
Not the orange and blue.
The tie-dye just really throws me off. It's like, this isn't.
No. It looks like.
The stare he's giving me is insane too. Hi.
It looks like, like a smoothie threw up on him and I don't like it. So
a
I'm
smoothie?
Gonna, I'm
yeah.
gonna give like a solid 3.4.
I'm going two. Full two.
Damn.
Full three. Two. But like, I do brutal. Think he's very funny. Ian is ugly. Shout out to you.
Yeah, we
and maybe
him.
This was just like an off day for him. The outfit. Maybe it was just like a quick. He threw the shit on. Just,
it looks like he took this photo here.
Thank
like
God
in the
I'm not here.
Or something.
Holy shit!
Put that bitch on a self timer.
Okay, okay. Next we have Joy Villa. Have no idea who the fuck
Build
she is.
The wall.
So she's at like.
Who
The
fuck would wear that in public?
Well, this
like,
bitch is
even
at the.
If you're a Trump supporter. Like, why would you wear that in public?
Uh huh. So she's wearing like a stone, like a brick. It's a white and black dress. It's like white. Black bricks, and then there's a big space in the middle, like on her ass, that says "Build the Wall." And
wait,
it's like a big
shit.
Ass long dress.
She wore that to an award show.
This is the Grammys.
She really like.
I think it's the Grammys.
It looks like it.
The
yeah.
Isn't that the Grammys? Like Grammys. That little award right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at me being so like cultured. First of all, Joy Villa, who the fuck are you? Like, I'm sorry. Like maybe my parents know who you are, but I don't.
What
and
does
I'm,
the bag
I guarantee
say?
You, the demographic here does not know who you are.
Oh no, idea.
Unless that causes problems. But then again, second of all, you're causing problems by wearing a big ass dress that says "Build the Wall" to the Grammys
and fully showing it to the fucking with her ass.
Uh huh. Like she's proud. She's a proud Trump
she's
supporter.
Smiling heavy.
Uh huh. We don't support Trump
what
in this
that
house.
What does that bag say? Is yours blurry? My picture's like blurry.
Yeah,
me
I can't
too.
See what the bag says. Probably
I
says
say, keep
like
"Keep America Great Again." Or
ooh, no, I think.
Wait,
wait it,
I think
does.
It does say make
it
oh
does it says make America great again yeah
oh
get her off the carpet
hey
like,
that's some balls
her.
To wear that to the fucking Grammys she
that
has some
is.
Balls
like Joy Villa you're ruining your career
who is she like an artist a singer
random singer yeah Joy Villa get it the fuck out I'm rating this a negative two
I'm gonna swipe her it's a negative.
She's bold too and the dress itself is ugly it could be a different color it could be like plain like it's just an ugly dress
yeah
yeah
all looking right. like motherfucking
who's
pilgrims.
Next?
I'm not even gonna rate it. That's how bad it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no, it's
next
not bad.
Up, we have Miss Chloe Money in the all denim like jumpsuit,
I
but it's
like
fitted
denim.
To her body, of course, because
oh,
you know
no.
all those surgeries, you gotta do something with it. She's right. got some Dior Converse, and then
I have those shoes.
We've got a Birkin, a pink Birkin. Is that pink?
Yes,
yeah, like pink Birkin purse.
Nice pink Birkin.
Mm-hmm. See, I personally wouldn't like this outfit without the bag.
It's
yeah,
bad.
The bag adds a little bit of swag to it for sure.
Yeah, the only reason why I like this outfit is the bag because, first of all, like.
And her necklaces. I like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the jewelry. But she's always got jewelry. You know, she probably sleeps. It's probably glued to her body.
Yeah.
She's like, just in
it's
case.
Like not terrible.
She's
I just
got jewelry for every day of the week.
I feel like she's running out. Like, imagine having to, like, wear, like, a new outfit every single day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you know,
I wear
she's
the
fully.
Same
she's
these jeans, pick. I've worn them 7 days this week. It's, like, getting weird.
Damn, she kinda,
I like them. They're cute. I was going to tell you they're cute jeans.
Yeah.
You're cute
you're
jeans.
You're cute jeans.
So, yeah, I like the outfit. Well, like, so, like I said, without the bag, not a big fan.
Yeah.
I think the bag really brings it together. Like, we all wore overall jumpsuits growing up, like, when I was, like, 4, you know?
We did.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Not shaped to our bodies. You didn't wear overalls when you were like little?
No, I wore an Old Navy and Gap. That's what I wore.
No one wore overalls when they were little? Hello? Okay, yeah, thank you. Audience, did you guys wear overalls when you were little?
I wore overalls like once or twice.
Yeah, see? What the fuck?
Because my mom made me. She's like, put this shit on. I was like, all right, I guess.
Okay.
Yo, she all bad right. though. Like, can we talk about that for a second?
Oh, okay.
Is she single?
Chloe, thank God.
Is Chloe single?
You didn't know who Chloe was last time.
Kardashian?
Kardashian? You didn't know who she was, remember?
Did I not?
No. You
I,
said
okay,
which one
no,
is that?
I think I didn't know like her face. Like, I know them. I have to see their face. I'm like, oh, that's… No, maybe I didn't, actually.
You didn't. You said, cancel me for this, but I don't know who that one is.
Well, now I do, and I'm trying to get to know her some more. You know what I'm saying? All right. So, Chloe, if you're watching the Get In Loser
you're
Pod,
a TikToker.
Fuck.
She's busy with Tristan.
YouTuber.
She's on YouTuber. A date. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, if I'm going to call you a YouTuber, you have to call me a YouTuber, too.
Okay, Miss YouTuber.
Okay. Oh, not little Huddy. No.
Okay, wait. Like, I want to give Chloe a 7. I'm going to give Chloe a 7 because I've seen her bust out some
I don't know, man. She,
some freaking crazy shit. Okay.
She looking good. I'm going to have to give her 9.5. Oh, no.
He's trying to put 9.5 in her.
7.5.
Hey, come on. Got me up for that one. That was good. That was good. Damn right. All right, moving on.
Weird, Zach.
Little Hootie.
All right, so next up.
Little Hooters.
Mr.
I love him.
Lil
so
Huddy. I'm like, Hustle House is competition.
Lil Cooter.
We've got Lil Huddy.
I'm not going to lie. That outfit's fly as fuck.
Yeah.
Every single outfit he wears is fly as fuck. Uh-huh. I love him
so much. It's always all black,
I love his music. I love his TikToks. I love everything about him. Chase Hudson, you have my heart.
Mm. We've got an all black leather moment. Leather jacket with like a lot of fray on it. And then he's got like a white either wife beater or white t-shirt underneath. Obviously necklaces, sunglasses.
Yeah.
And the boots are fire. They look like Doc Martens. Okay. And then black Chanel bag.
I love the bag.
So
the bag
fly.
Makes it look fly.
Yeah, it's fire. And his hair's black too. So it all just looks bomb.
Have you guys watched America's Sweetheart?
What is the music video? Oh, yeah. Charlie, right?
Him and Charlie.
No, I have not watched
it's so sickening. They're like, we both cried during the slow scene. I am the biggest advocate for Lil Huddy and Charli D'Amelio. Like, I'm such a kid. Like,
that really
sent me off my fucking rocker.
Do you think those are, like, one of the loves that, like, are going to get back together one day? Like, it's right now. It's like, the time is not right. And then, like, in a year.
Like, yeah.
I think so, too. Right,
I don't know. I have this fantasy in my head, and I think about it every day.
I mean, I support it.
But to be honest, I never thought they were actually dating. Like, when it was a thing online, I always thought it was, like, bullshit for clout. Like, always.
I don't think it is.
No, I don't. Now I don't. But I'm saying when it was, the way they projected everything almost made it seem fake, in my opinion.
But it's been so long.
Yeah.
And he like fucked her over. Now they're like, and he like fucked her over. Now they're good now.
A little bit. I love them.
Well, damn.
I'm going to give that a 10. A 9, honestly. Yeah, it's fire.
I give it a 10, honestly. I would wear it. Like, I honestly am pissed I'm not wearing it.
Wow, you guys are trying to one up me. That's cool.
Okay. This next one cracks me.
Oh my God, you're so tiny.
So we've got Lil Uzi Vert.
Dude, he's like 5'5.
10.
No, easily. No, he's like 4'2". Like, he literally looks like, I don't know what, it looks like he like face tuned himself shorter.
It looks like his first day of 7th grade.
Aw.
Okay, so he's got on this like pretty tight like long sleeve shirt. I don't really know. It's like, there's like skeleton bones on it. There's like a lightning bolt. I don't know what brand it is. It's actually full body. It's like a whole thing. See how it goes through like the legs?
Yeah.
And he's wearing like,
wow.
Mm-hmm,
goes all the way through the legs. So it's like a morph suit kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then he's got these like denim shorts on. And it just doesn't really make sense to me. It's kind of cool.
I like, but also,
I think he's trying to be different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's trying to not look like anybody else. And sometimes people overdo it. Like, it's just too much. It's like, yeah, it's cool. I see what you're trying to do. But also, you look fucking crazy. So like, what? But also, I love Lil Uzi. So I can't say this.
But never forget the EXO Tour Life fucking chain he's got on.
True.
Like,
that's facts.
My Uzi picture just went away.
Wait, and then do you see this little like bag with the cat on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
what? Oh, that's a bag, thank God.
Oh, that's not a cat. It's like a little
leg of his jeans.
What is that? A cat?
I thought it was a pillow.
It's a bag, thank God. Okay. All right, that makes it better for me.
What
I
kind
thought
of
that
shoes?
Was like the other leg of his pants.
What the fuck kind of shoes is he wearing? Are those Nikes?
Don't know what the they're Nikes. I don't like the shoes. I don't like the outfit as a whole. I think I would go for something different with the pants. Maybe
the shoes are cutting into my fucking ankle right now, by the way. There's a lot of blood in my feet right now.
Take them off. Make yourself at home. Know, we're here with Notorious.
I was at Blue Jam Cafe.
Yeah.
I was in that bitch fully shoes off, crisscross applesauce sitting in the booth. Just
Blue Jam?
Just, yeah.
I almost went there yesterday.
It's so good. I love it. A little expensive, but it's cool.
Is it? I went to Kitchen 24 instead.
Uh-huh.
The place is lit.
I've never been
there. Their mimosas are $4, and that's not happy hour.
Uh-huh.
Their mimosas are just $4. Bloody Mary's $7.
That's a little dangerous, honestly.
Yeah, it was before Universal. I was like, I'll take 5.
So you're saying we're all three going there very soon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you guys don't, if you don't cancel.
Yeah. I got sick, to be fair.
It's okay.
I got sick.
No, I know.
I didn't want to get y'all sick.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't want to be in 95 degree weather feeling like that. Fuck that.
Uh-huh.
Zach and Tara make this feel like the fucking Jerry Springer show. So, really good.
We just hash our any problems we have, we hash them out here.
I'm not kidding. In a couple episodes, you're going to see a name change on Apple and Spotify.
If I called him right now, he'd be like, that's my brow.
You know, it'd be funny. You should at the end, we should try to call him.
At the end?
We can do it right now.
At the end?
Wait.
If you're listening, we are calling the ex that I'm best friends with, Tara's ex. He's not going.
Watch him now for the first time. He's like, hi.
No, and then you should call him off your phone.
Call him like right after. Uh-huh. I keep it real with you. I don't think I got homie's number saved, so it might take me a minute to find
it. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Just for this little content right here. Ooh, oh, that yeah. asshole.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Is that the
up.
Wrong Nick? Call him.
Call, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What's this?
Wedding. This is really weird and scary.
I'll keep it real with you. He might not have my number.
He's drunk in the ditch.
Oh, definitely. Well, he's in Boston. What time is it there?
No, he's here.
Oh, he's here?
No, yeah, he's here.
Why the fuck did
Why are you calling him and not FaceTiming?
No, it's on WhatsApp or something.
We're not doing WhatsApp.
Y'all don't know what the fuck.
What's going on?
It won't let me call him. It only WhatsApp.
Oh, it does. You just have to press this. Oh. Oh, you're right, huh? Oh, that's weird.
Just do a voice call.
Yeah, do a voice call.
I'll keep root you. I don't think homie got my number.
Yeah. Call it quits. Oh, my God.
My mother... What's up, my man? How we doing?
Dude, what are we doing tonight?
Are you trying
to... I bet! That's exactly what I fucking...
You trying to get fucked up later? Huh? Are you trying to black out tonight?
Yeah.
Suddenly Zach can drink today.
Oh, okay, hey, just let me know... Let me...
Why you look so tan and handsome right now? You're getting me... Yes, I did.
Quit playing. Hey, we podcasting right now. We're live. Say hi to the podcast.
Oh, shit. Hello? Wow, that's wicked intimidating. Holy shit.
Alright, I need you to say Get In Loser Podcast is the best podcast in the world.
Okay. Get In Loser Podcast is the best podcast in the world.
Fuck yeah. Mm. Fuck yeah. Alright, I'm gonna give you back to your ex.
Why do you look like that?
I love you.
All right, so we're done talking about exes. That was really fucking weird.
Shout out Nick.
I think it might be my turn to leave the podcast. But let's do one last outfit. We have Miss Tana Mongeau. Tana Mongeau.
Tana.
I don't hate this outfit at all.
Okay, yeah. I love the outfit, honestly. I remember when she was like stepping out in it.
Yeah, and I was like, she left me on the side of the road, I remember.
Wait, where?
Wait, what?
Dre? Outside of Cool Kicks. I was taking pictures with fans and then I looked over and like everyone was gone. She was across the street.
This is what she was doing, was taking these paparazzi photos. Okay, so you guys, she's got like a green like velvet zip-up sweater. Uh-huh. Looks like I don't know if it's cropped or if she rolled it, but I wouldn't be surprised if she rolled it because, you know,
it was little hoochie mama. I think it was, it looks rolled.
It does look
rolled. It looks rolled. I wouldn't be surprised.
That was a good one.
That was fucking 10 out of 10.
Thank God that was on camera.
A little something for our ASMR listeners. Our poor sound crew over there. You guys.
You got one, Amari?
No. I'm just a little girl. And then she's got these like cargo pants on that are like half like military green, half like lighter green.
Ew. I'm sorry. That one just came out of me.
Y'all are fucking nasty.
Whoa.
And then she's got obviously the off-white fours on. Those are fours or those threes. I'm stupid. Fours, duh.
Like, what does that mean?
It's, I like the outfit because she's not like trying to do too much and it just works. It all flows together.
Mm-hmm. You know the outfit's comfy. That's for sure.
Oh, so comfy.
Yeah.
And then I'll never forget the Louis bag. That bag goes crazy.
That was the day we went to Coco and she like rented out the store and everyone was like, why is she in there with no mask? But we like rented it out. Remember that? Mm-hmm. You were with us.
I was there?
Yeah. That was the day we went to that place to get
Wait,
pizza.
I got this earring.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Okay, love. This is before Cabo.
Tara remembering something and not Amari.
Awkward. Life's a blur, okay? Yeah. But yeah, I love this outfit, honestly. If I was like a little girl, I would honestly wear this outfit like as myself if the jacket was like full length. Like if it like was oversized, I would gladly walk around this outfit, purse and all. Are you fucking kidding?
No, I love this outfit.
You're on Melrose, a bitch walks up to you, try to say something stupid.
That's such a Melrose fit.
Knock him with it. Like, this is,
it's
like
just
it.
Like whenever the Melrose Trading Post comes around, like, that's like where everyone showcases their best outfits and like everyone pops off. But that's just like, I'm so hungover.
Mm-hmm.
It's like full hoodie,
yeah,
mask, sunglasses, hood on, sweatpants, blunt.
Yeah.
And I show up high as fuck and then I'm so anxious. And I'm like, why am I so anxious every time I come to the Melrose? That's why.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
Yo, if you were to guess what she has inside of that bag, what would you guess? Because I'm just going to guess weed.
Nothing.
Fully okay. I can tell you what's inside the bag. Weed, a debit card, her ID, Plan B, and I don't even know, like eyelash glue for sure.
Thank God.
And then maybe another pair of sunglasses. Oh, yeah. And then like backwards, of course.
That sounds about accurate, yeah. Honestly.
I feel like that's exactly what is in there. Well. So I'd give this outfit a 9 just because she doesn't have on any jewelry. Like I feel like she could use like one necklace. One necklace would be real cute.
Just no necklace on.
Right? It's just the shadow from something. I'm not just giving her 9 because she's my best friend. Like I said, I would wear this outfit myself. Might, if the jacket is actually full length, I might go ahead and loot the outfit.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. I'm going to give it like a... I'll give it a 9 too. I don't think I'd wear it.
8.
No, with the jacket at least. That'd be a longer jacket.
Holy yeah, shit. Yeah. Oversized jacket. Yeah. Fire. All right. Well, that concludes this segment of us being fashionistas. That actually concludes this entire podcast episode today. Here. We love you guys so much. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you guys to the ends of the earth.
Rate it 5 stars. I'll send you lunch. Mm. Maybe I'll keep doing it. It was really fun sending people lunch. Because I got to know like their favorite restaurants, their favorite orders.
And then you can add in like a little surprise, like a
dessert.
Yeah, that's
what I did. And they're like, oh, Tara sent me this. And then she added the fries. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you're
it. I'm such a great fucking person.
Yeah.
No, oh, like, you were like doing the most. Like, you were like giving them a little extra something.
Yeah.
Wait, that's cute.
Because some people would be like, I just want like a small burger with nothing on it. I was like, no, you don't. You want the whole package.
Mm. We should tell everybody that's watching this that like if they leave like reviews and if they like comment like on the videos and podcasts or whatever, that we'll do shit like this
I'll be,
for them.
Well, you just heard it here first.
Yeah.
You just heard it here first.
I've been FaceTiming. I've been DMing. It's so fun.
Wait, that's cute. Mm-hmm. I'm scheduling a Zoom call tomorrow.
What if we did like you can do one alone, but we should all three do it.
Wait, that's iconic.
Everyone just screaming over each other.
Yeah, no, kind of iconic.
Yeah, no, it'll be very chaotic.
Okay, well, we love you guys so much. Thank you guys for listening. Do not forget to follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Get In Loser Pod. Audio comes out 2 days before video, and you can find us on any podcast streaming platform of your liking. This is Amari, Tara, and Zach signing off. Muchos besos.
Mm-hmm. Bye, bitches.
Yeah. They tryna end me, I'm running the race. I gotta pick up the pace. They throwing shade, but I'm gone.
Get in, losers.
We're talking shit.